السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome back to Sahaba Profiles. We continue now with the story of Umm Ruman رضي الله عنها. We spoke previously about the hijrah, or actually prior to that, the marriage of Aisha رضي الله عنها to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and how Umm Ruman then became the mother-in-law of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We spoke about the hijrah, how it was a very difficult moment for Umm Ruman, because she had a young daughter, she had a family, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to go himself and take all the family wealth with him in order to facilitate the hijrah journey for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We spoke about their journey later on from Makkah to Medina, and how the camel went into a rage, and it almost cost them their lives. Then when they came to Medina and settled down with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we spoke about the incident of Ifk, and how she on the one hand managed to console her daughter and be there for her daughter, but at the same time also contain things and make sure that things did not spiral out of control. And then the last point we discussed in our previous discussion was about how she and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they went together to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he inquired about the purpose of their visit, they both simultaneously requested him to offer supplications to Allah for their daughter Aisha radiallahu anha, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so, and obviously the parents were very pleased. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respected Umm Ruman radiallahu anha to a large extent, and she in turn always gave first priority to doing things that pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, it's a famous incident, one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Khadija radiallahu anha to a great extent, extolling her many virtues. And Aisha radiallahu anha at that time felt a bit of a tinge of, you know, that natural jealousy. And involuntarily she said that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking about Khadija radiallahu anha as if there was no other woman on earth but she. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like the statement. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a huge, huge sense of gratitude to Khadija radiallahu anha. She was his first wife. She stood by him in his darkest hours and most trying times. She supported him, not only morally, but also with her wealth. She went through all the difficulties with him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam got upset with Aisha radiallahu anha over the statement of hers. Now look at the mother. Look at the composure of the mother, look at the dignity of the mother, look at the intelligence of the mother. When she heard of this, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the mother-in-law, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she apologized on behalf of Aisha radiallahu anha, saying, "Ya Rasulullah, Aisha is still a bit young and sometimes, she doesn't consider well enough before she says things. Please excuse her and please forgive her." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obviously was upset, and he wanted to make a point to Aisha radiallahu anha, and he told her that this lady, meaning Khadija, had believed in me when your tribe had denied me, and she has given me the great gift of children, and she was there for me, and that's why I remember her so fondly. And throughout all of this, Umm Ruman radiallahu anha listened in complete silence, because she knew that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke was by the command and the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He did not speak of his own accord. His words were always based on revelation. Now, in terms of the demise of Umm Ruman radiallahu anha, there are two different viewpoints. The one tradition says that Umm Ruman radiallahu anha passed away in the sixth year after Hijrah. And during her burial, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for her forgiveness. And it was on this occasion that he made a statement along the lines of, "If you want to see a beautiful celestial virgin of paradise, then look at Umm Ruman." And there is another tradition saying that Umm Ruman radiallahu anha passed away after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars say that that is a bit of a more reliable tradition. Either way, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless her with the highest stages in Jannah, an inspirational personality, a wife to the greatest sahabi, to the greatest human after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, a mother to Aisha radiallahu anha. And we know the value of Aisha radiallahu anha, not only to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but to the entire ummah. She was from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, from the mothers of the believers, the noble consorts, the noble wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These personalities should inspire us, especially their qualities, the qualities of patience, of fortitude, of forbearance, the ability to keep your emotions in check at times of difficulty, at sensitive moments. That's where many of us, even the learned amongst us, even the pious amongst us, we tend to lose ourselves. We tend to lose ourselves when it's moments of emotion, you know, when things get emotional. You cannot avoid those moments in your life, but it speaks volumes about your character and what you're made of when you can control yourself in those moments, when you can keep a lid on things, when you can see the bigger picture, when you can react in a way that that does not let things spiral out of control and get out of hand. And that's a great lesson that we learn from Umme Rumman and how she was there to support her spouse because her spouse was lending great support to the cause of Islam and to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the ability to follow in the noble footsteps of the Sahaba and Sahabiyat. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.